Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse with Farm Bureau. This Thursday, October 1st, is the beginning of the fall forest fire season, when the State Division of Forestry ramps up things to deal with this serious threat to life and property.
We're making sure that we have the equipment we need, that everybody is trained, that we have enough seasonal employees lined up to help us, but we want to be ready for when the fires begin.
And Leah McSwords, director of the State Division of Forestry, says we can help by obeying fire season burning laws through mid-December.
Kentucky law says that during the fire season from October 1st to December 15th, that there shouldn't be any outdoor burning within 150 feet of the woods between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m.
Turns out those hours are the most likely for an accidental spread of a fire.
They can be the windier times of the day. There are also times of the day when the humidity may be down. And given whether or not we've had any rain or whether or not the sun has been shining, there can be grasses and debris on the ground that is more susceptible to burn. Historically, those are the times. The later it gets in the day, that's when we have a greater chance of wildfire.
She says you can go online to learn more about the Forestry Division's firefighting efforts. Go to forestry.ky.gov. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got the GED.
Kentucky Adult Education. Your future starts here. For a limited time in Kentucky, $10 GED testing per subject area is available. Contact your local adult education center for more information. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
Leah McSwords with the State Division of Forestry says they're getting all their folks and equipment ready for this fire season. She noted they also utilize UK forestry students.
Yes, the Fire Cats. We do. We have an arrangement with the University of Kentucky's Department of Forestry so that we can hire forestry students to fight wildfire when their schedule allows, and we put them through the same training that we put our own employees through.
Great experience for the kids, good for division manpower, and based on last season's mild season, they'll need it.
Last year, from October of 2014 and into spring of 2015, we would call that a mild season. We had about 600 wildfires that burned about 13,000 acres.
More details online at forestry.ky.gov. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.